Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This is so exciting. We are going to be continuing our study of the Sfas Emes. It should be a schus for my dear friend, Rabbi Jeremy Wernick Shlita. And also the schus for Moshe Rabbeinu Peshadina, Lili Nishmas, Reb David Tzvi ben Reb Yosef, and Reb Nachum ben Ami ben Reb Yudah Aryeh Levi, and Reb Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna. And they should all have bracha. Those who are still in this world, that may have asked from Shana, Libodo Ben Chaim L'Chaim, and those who are in the next world, their neshamas should have an aliyah. And our neshamas, by learning this Fasemis, should also have an aliyah. We're learning now, this is Parashas Chukas, so we're learning the Arba Parashias and Parashas Para in Tofresh Lamed Aleph. It relates to Chukas, obviously, because Parashas Para is the beginning of Parashas Chukas. Amar Adoni Yavi Zikni. My grandfather, the Holy Chedush Arim, said about Parashas Parah that it's Metar Mitumas Ameis for Stalkus Chiyus Apnimius. That when a person dies, what causes the Tumah is that there's no internal vitality. V'ho'eitza, and the advice is, Lios Botel Ka'ofer Ve'efer El Chiyus Hashem Yisbarach, to be nullified like dust and ashes to the life, to the Chiyus of God. And through this, through being batel ka'ofer ve'efer, like we take the efer hapara, right? So we're batel ka'ofer ve'efer to the chiyus of Hashem. Through this, we get new chiyus. In other words, when a person dies and they are mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how they get new chiyus. Adam ki yamus ba'oel ein divrei Torah miskayim ela b'mishamei misatzmo aleil. So maybe lefi what the Chedush Arim says, we can say that that's well, the idea that you kill yourself for it, but by killing yourself for it, that's mechadesh nuchius, because you're killing yourself for the Torah. So you're mevatel yourself to Hashem's Torah, you're nullifying yourself to Hashem's Torah, and that gives you new nuchius. Ein divrei Torah miskayim ela b'mishamei misatzmo, and that gives you a chius chadasha. Anyway, that was just parenthetical. So the Chedush Arim continues that that's the Eitzah is to be butter like dust and ashes to the Chiyus of Hashem. Through this you get new Chiyus. Ulekach Parshas Chodesh Acharkach. And that's why afterwards you have the Ischachus of Parshas HaChodesh. So that's the Mahalach of first Parshas Parah and then Parshas Chodesh, because after being Mevatel yourself to Hashem, then you get this new Chiyus, this new life, this new vitality. Ad kan divrei pi chacham chayin. Until now, that's the end of these very beautiful, charming words. Ubimedrish mi ten tar mi tame. The pasuk says, "In Eov yudalid dalid, who will take something pure from something impure?" Lo echad. Is it not yichido shel olam? Is it not God that God can take something impure and turn it into something pure? Tar mi tame. And that's what the Medrash says, like Avram from Terach. Yisrael came from the Goyim. Oilam Haba comes from Oilam Hazeh. Mi Asa kein mitziva kein mi gazer kein. Lo yichidu shalom, is it not God? Ki b'chol davar yesh nekuda chiyus. Because everything has this nekuda, this point of vitality, of life. Rak shetzarech li yosa odom mekushor b'nekuda miyuchedes shenikreis zois. But a person has to be mekushor, he has to be connected with this nekuda miyuchedes, with this special point that's called Zos. Zos chukas haTorah. That a person is connected to the Zos. And through this he gets the chiyus. Piresh Adoni Avi Zikni Mori V'Rabi Tam Shemachus Shemayim Nikreis Zos. My grandfather explains why Zir Machus Shemayim, the kingdom of heaven, is called Zos, like it says in the Zohar Kodesh Parashat HaZinu. Zos Do Shechinta. This is the Shechina. Mishum Shekol Ma Sheyesh Dover Hoive. Everything that has existence is from this point. And as the Sfas Emes says in Tarlag and Parshas Vayera, that Zos means Shem Shum Davar Levadze V'Nekuda Zos Yimachaya Kol Rakshin Istar. It gives life to everything. And he says in Parshas Chukas Tafresh Lamed Gimel, Ki Malchus Shemayim Nikrei Zos Bavur Ki Enkiyum L'Shum Davar Bol Nios Namor Alav Ki Zos Rak Malchuso Yizbaruch B'Chol Asher Mashallah. That this is obviously for those who understand Kabbalah, which is coming to exclude me. But Malchus Shemayim is called Zos. because nothing exists that you can say it's Zos, that this really is, unless it's Malchus Shemaim. That Malchusi is Baruch Makom Hashem, that's the only Zos. This that exists can only be if it's coming from Malchus Shemaim. Zos Hanakudah, Moshe Kosev back inside. Malchuso Bakom Mashal, God's Malchus is Moshel in everything. And that's the Zos, that's the Nakuda that gives Chiyus to everything. Vuhipuch Moshe Kosev Be'egel, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. It says by the Eagle, these are your gods. Zos is one Nakuda, God, Yechido Shel Olam. And then the Egel Azov is Eile Elohecha Yisrael. These are your gods. Yivulem Elos Harbe Elagrashis. They want a lot of gods. Mikochos Shu Mikochos Nefradim. They're from different, separate kochos, disparate kochos. It says in the Zohar Kaddish, Tzvasem brings in Vayechi Tafresh Lamed Aleph. Bizarre Kaddish Pirish Bizos Asher Diberlem Kiyetz Bia Ben Bechinas Zos. That Yaakov Zos Asher Diberlem. He gave them this Bechin of Zos, this idea of Zos. Sha Perud Nikra Eile, because Perud separation is called Eile as many. And when you talk about the Kedusha Machus Shemayim and the life of the vitality of Hashem, that's Zos. And then the Zohar Kaddish says in Parshas Vayakel, Reish Lamed Vav Amid Beis, V'hairuach Misava Iyu Chiv Yabisha, this impure spirit is the evil snake. V'ikrun Eile Dinin Mizdaminin Ba'alma B'cholinim Sitrin Dilhon. And this is called Eile. And the Ruach Kaddish is called Zos. You can look there. And other Kabbalah Sfarim. But that's the general idea. But the Jewish people are dubbing in this Nekuda of Zos. Hanikre Zos v'inyan para li'oz batal Nekuda now. And that's the meaning of the para. The para is mevati to this Nekuda of Zos. Zos chukas ha-para. Zos chukas ha-Torah, excuse me. And that's the Nekuda of Zos of being mevati yourself, offer v'efer like the para, and then being mischadish yichiyas to Hashem, and that brings life. Uksiv Zos chukas v'ksiv b'kosiv b'medrish shumasolam arme matam. So it says these are the laws of the Torah, and the Medrash says it's a chok. And the Goyim say, What sort of law is this? That you burn the para and you sprinkle on the person, and that's how he becomes pure. What's going on over here? And the answer is Chukah Chakakti, Gzera Gazarit, Dan Lacharishis La'arachara. It's my law. You're not allowed to think about it. That's God's unknown law. And then it says Amarti Yachkama. Shlomo Melech, I wanted to be wise, v'yirachokam imeni, but it's far away from me. He wasn't able to understand. Ki vaday gam lepara yesh ta'amim. A para also has ta'amim. There are reasons, because as Tzvasem has asked elsewhere, it's a stir min eobe, the goyim ask, is matam, and then we answer, ain tam. So what sort of answer is that? They're trying to figure out the reason, and then we tell them, we don't know the reason. So how's that an answer? The answer is that that's the answer, that there are tamim. Avalehim lamala me'olam ha'teva, but it's above the world of nature. V'alideshim v'neisom ha'kavlim na'akchok, af b'litam, zochim l'tom gam b'p'chinas ha'tam. Through the Jewish people being makabel this chok, even without a reason, then they are zoche to be toim, this tam, this taste, u'kmosh isa, l'chani megala tam e'para. To you, I am megala, the reasons for the para. That's what it says. By Moshe Rabbeinu, that he understood the reasons for the para. Amalak Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Lachani Megalatam para. Aval Acher Chuka, Moshe Rabbeinu knows it. He understands it. Shemoshe Rabbeinu Bechinas Hadas. Because that's a medrash that I just quoted. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das. It's in Zohar Kadosh Pkudei. Moshe Doroza did Das. Vishleimus and Shal Yisrael. Amarti Echkamok, Shem Chuvin Leida. When a person wants to understand. As rechoykim imenu, das is weit from them. It's far away from him. Raksha kabbalah gdei l'kayim b'tzoni yizbaruch zochem leita gam kein. So when the kabbalah is to be fulfilled the will of God, then you're zoche to know. In other words, when it comes to Shlomo HaMelech, he wanted to have the chochma. Er will farstein. He wanted to understand. You want to understand. You're not going to get it. But if you're Moshe Rabbeinu, where you want to be fulfilled the will of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then you das is also miskasherus vayedo the mischave yishtoy. When you want to be miskasher to it, then you zochet to understand the reason. So that's a very big yisod in life, that when you keep Torah mitzvahs and you learn Torah and you want to understand why, Why do we learn Gemara? How come nobody in the mirror is asking, why do we learn Gemara? The answer is, when you learn Gemara long enough that you're a good bachur in the mirror, you're not asking the question because you already tasted the time. You understand that's why Hashem wants it from us, to understand His Torah, to understand the depth of His Torah, to taste that. It's so sweet, it's so good, it's so emes. We hope it's emes. You're trying to get to the emes. That's the sweetness. And as Rashi brings, Paro was also a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Moshe ben Shifcha Shetinev Palatin Shel Melech. Right, the son of a Shifcha dirtied the palace of the king. Amar HaMelech, Tava Wima V'Tekanech HaZatzoa. So the king said, let the mother come and clean up the feces. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let the Paro come and mechaper al Maisa HaEgel. That's why the Paro is mechaper on the Egel, the mother is coming and cleaning it up. King Shekatzav Lo Shasu Ish Edyo Al Diachna Him Shichu Chiyus Mechadish. They didn't put their jewelry on. It's the Shmos Lamed Gimel Dalid that through the Achna they were Mamshich this new Chiyus, through this subordination they drew to themselves this new life. And then he says in parentheses, in brackets, Kumokain Dalid Parshi is Shkolim Shu Nedivus Pnimus Yisrael. Shkolim is Nedivus, the giving, Shunakudish Nigas Bas Nadiv, that's the Nakud of the daughter that gives. Pasuk and Shir Shirim. Vakach Spashan Akudal Chol Maisa Adam Zeo Zachlios Maisa Dabuk Benakuda Anal, and then this Nakuda spreads to all the Maisim of a person, and that's Zachor, Vayde Zachlios Nichna Bemis Lechius Hashem Yisbarach, and that's Para, the Chius, and then Ischadish Chius HaAdam, and then you have this new Chius. How Zachor fits in there? I don't understand. So Kabbalah. I should be zecher one day to understand, and so should you. Mashi Isa, maybe you already do. Mashi Isa Matar Tamei Matamei Tohirim. We know that the Chazal Seda tell us that that para, those who are osik in the para are Tamei, and those who are Tamei end up being tar. Kiyesh b'chinas atzlus m'b'chinas ofer gamke u'metamei u'lehefich b'chinas bitul. So the yisod of atzlus is the yisod of ofar, of this dirt, this dust, and that's mitame. Ulehevich b'chinas bittel, shugam kein b'chinas ofar. But then there's also bittel, which is also like ofar. V'chi is pnimi nitma b'shiflas ha'adam, and that's this internal vitality that's hidden in the lowness of a person. A matayr, im kinirah mechutz shakol yin echad. So on the outside it looks the same, but it's really not. Says the atzlus, that a person isn't doing anything. That's metame, that's bechinas offer. And this bechinas offer, there's this aspect of offer which is bittul, nullifying yourself to Hashem. That gives you new chiyus. And that's what's metaher. So even on the outside, they look the same. The guy who's shuffle and low, and the guy who's lazy, but they're really not. And that's the idea, that you can have the same thing that's metame and metaher. So the offer aspect of the paradua, the offer that's metame, right? The dust, that's metame. Those who are osek, that's the bechin of atzlus. And then there is the shiflus and the lowness, that's metayer, and that is the bechin of bittel. This aspect of bittel, that's metayer. So since offer has both aspects to it, so too the paraduma has both aspects to it. The Torah calls it v'lagcho alatame me'afer sreifas hapara. So that's the dust of the paraduma. It has both aspects, and the mela can be both metayer and metame. If it's atzlut, it's metame, and if it's bittel shiflus, then it's metayer. Adoni Avi Zikni Mariv Rabbi Zecher Tzadik Levracha Lechay Olam Haba. Why did Moshe not spend another 40 days in the mountain? The first 40 days. It's like the Gemara says that where Bali Tshuva stands, Tzadikim Gemurah can't stand. And therefore there's a different Kabbalah. There was the Kabbalah before the Chet HaEgel and the Kabbalah after the Chet HaEgel. There's the Makom of Bali Tshuva Omdim that Tzadikim Gemurah can't stand. So the first Kabbalah is Tzadikim Gemurah, and the second Kabbalah is the Kabbalah of Bali Tshuva. Avki Moshe Rabbeinu Lochot, I Moshe Rabbeinu didn't sin. So how? How did he get the Torah out of Baal Teshuva? Obviously, there's an agia between Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. We were in Ogeir, we touched him with our sin. But there can also be a bechina of tshuva without sin. The big yisod in the Svarim, in the Bnei Bina edition, he brings the Likutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe in Parshas Balak, Ayin Dalet Omen Aleph, Drushin L'Shabbat, Shuvah Samach Vav Omid Beis, Hazinu Ayin Aleph Omid Beis, and then you also have the Likutim L'Chodesh El Olam Dalet Omid Beis in this Vasemis. So there's this inyan that a person never sinned, and yet he does tshuva b'li chait. And that's being machzir yichius to the shorish, and that's why in Peshmen Esrei Sfasem it says first we have Ashibenu and then Slachlanu. You didn't sin yet in Ashibenu. Slachlanu is the sin. The answer is Slachlanu avinu kichatanu. We sin. The answer is no. Tshuva is before sin. You can have tshuva before sin. Just the fact that you're being machzir all of your life, you're giving it up. You know that it's all coming from God every second. V'ubachinas para shua bitl, and that's para, which is bitl. That's being machzir yichius to the shorish. You're bringing this vitality back to where it was before it was sent down to this world. That's the idea of the paraduma, of making it ashes, of bringing it back to Hashem. And that's what gives us life. When you're mevatel everything to the borei olam, you realize that you're nothing. And when you realize that you're nothing, you get such tremendous chiyus. And that's parashas para, followed by parashas chodesh. And we should be zochem mitz Hashem to get this new chiyus. Leif Tor Baroli Elokim Baruch Nachum Chadish Bekirbi. We should be zochah to this Ruach Nachum, Chiddush of the Ruach, and Simcha v'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. Amen v'Amen. Good Shabbos, sweetest friends, and a very, very Onegdik and Simchadik Parshas Chukas. Shalom, shalom.